Each year, the month of March is recognized as Women's History Month in the United States. From the beginning and continuing today, women religious in the Diocese of Buffalo have touched countless lives, from simple acts of love and encouragement to significant leadership roles which have shaped the diocese and the greater community. Here's Tara Potzler.
Throughout Women's History Month, we have recognized and celebrated women religious whose works and influence have touched countless lives in Western New York. We have encouraged you to thank them for their selfless service, and we encourage you to pray that more women hear the call to serve God in a religious vocation. But as we near the end of Women's History Month, we also want to take this time to thank and recognize the countless laywomen of the Diocese of Buffalo who spread the good news of Jesus Christ and serve as examples of discipleship. Their roles are as many as their numbers. They are music ministry leaders. They are teachers or school administrators. They may be lectors or Eucharistic ministers. They lead women's Bible study groups or co-ed groups. They lead youth ministries. They volunteer to visit the sick or those grieving a loss. They are volunteers at functions within their parishes. Many hold important positions within the Catholic Center and in parish offices. Many are the wives of deacons, a role that requires much commitment, support, and sacrifice as their husbands take on an increasingly important role in the Catholic Church. Whatever the role may be, women of laity are also to be honored, and we do that now. Thank you for all you do in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. May more women and girls look up to you and be inspired. In the meantime, if you know a sister active in your local parish or school, remember to take a moment to say thank you and pray that more women hear the call to serve God in a religious vocation. I'm Tara Potzler. Thank you for listening.